superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah!
Mike's Live.
Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Crusade Show
starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:02. We are rolling already. I love it. August 17th, Tuesday morning. Myself, Chris Fade. We've got the team, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie Nala. We're all here again with you this morning. Hope you had a great 24 hours since the last time we spoke. Hi, Pretty Mullick.
Hello and good morning. How are you feeling?
I went to the gym already this morning, so I'm giving you the heads up. I've got a bunch of energy already.
I told you you're not allowed to do that anymore.
I know. Well, this jet lag life, I've still got it, so may as well, I woke up at 3:45 in the morning and then just thought to myself, rather than just lay in bed for another 30 minutes, just like a little treadmill downstairs, pop downstairs, do a little run and...
Well, you know what? That's good on you, though. That's really, really good that you do that as Rossi takes a nice big sip of coffee now, into the microphone.
Yes.
we did say that, Rossi and I, we're all on this fitness movement together on Sunday. You didn't go to the gym yesterday. Did you do anything, or the day before, should I say, did you do anything yesterday?
No.
No. Oh,
come on,
I'm not in the zone yet. I'm trying to concentrate on getting my sleep back to normal. And I had a good night's sleep last night, actually. 8:30, I went to bed.
Too many excuses, mate. Already there, giving those excuses. Can I ask one thing?
What?
The last couple of days you've been wearing sweaters, like long sleeve sweaters. Are these new from the UK or something and now you're just wearing them?
You got TK Maxx?
We have TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, yeah.
We've got TK Maxx, and it's all designer stuff at really low prices. So I went and did some shopping and got some jumpers, as we call them.
How much was that sweater, that jumper?
£39.99.
Pounds?
Yeah.
How many dirhams is that?
£40.
How much is that? That's like a 300 dirham sweater, right?
I've got like loads of Ralph Lauren ones. Wow, they're usually about
200 dirhams, not bad.
200 dirhams for a sweater? Come on, Ross. Ross is rolling in it.
He's 50% off.
He's cashed up, Ross, isn't he? Hey, yeah. We've got a good one. We've got a big show this morning. Obviously, we're going to put you in the running to go to Miami. Miami to see Harry Styles. Wouldn't that be lovely?
How cool is that?
Get on a plane and, you can do that now. You can do it if you... you're feeling comfortable.
I know, yeah. Virgin Radio's Miami Feel Good, we're calling it, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, what if someone told you to make sure you say that name? That sounded like you've been told to say the name.
It's just basic radio, really, you know what I mean?
Radio?
What's it called again? Virgin Radio's what?
Miami Feel Good.
Virgin Radio's Miami Feel Good.
There we go.
Is that even a sentence? I feel like it stops. Virgin Radio's Miami Feel Good.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
All right, well, Virgin Radio's Miami Feel Good. What does it mean? We're going to send you to go to Miami to see Harry Styles live. That's what it comes down to.
Sounds good to me.
So hopefully we get you in the running. The pop quiz returns at 7:10. All right, we've got 10,000 dirhams cash. Now, Rossi is going to bring What's Rossi Reading back, hopefully, this morning.
Woo!
So yes. I look forward to that. Guys, I'm being serious here. I had one of the biggest scares of my life in the last 24 hours.
Well, that's not good.
And I had to call an ambulance to my home.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I'm not joking. This is not like me trying to exaggerate or anything. I had to call the ambos. I'll reveal all coming up just after 8 a.m. this morning. But who's up right now? Who's up and about? Can you be our first caller of the day? We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're on the way to the gym, early working. I don't know. Whatever it is, we love talking to you, especially early on. 04-871-5544. Our phone lines are open. Nala is literally there looking at the phone saying, ring, ring, ring. So ring her and she'll put you through onto this show and I'll have a chat with you with Pretty and Rossi, okay? 04-871-5544. If you've never called before, I want to hear from you. Seriously, come on, let's go.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Oh, yeah, love it. And all the phones are ringing again this morning. Thank you, Naz. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Look at you sounding all alive and everything at 10 past 6. What are you doing, Naz?
I'm driving home.
Oh.
You're driving home from work. So if you're driving home from work at this time, you're either working at the airports, hospitals, any of those two?
Yeah, Emirates Airlines.
Ah. Oh, okay.
What do you do? Your crew?
I'm a flight attendant, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Where did you fly in from?
Bangkok, Hong Kong. It was a 4-day trip
Uh-huh, nice.
Oh, man. So are you allowed to explore? I heard crew have to stay now inside the, like, the hotel.
In the room. It's just surreal at this point.
So yeah. you fly into a location, usually, and one of the best things about being crew is like, oh, we get to go, we see the world, we get to explore amazing cities. Now you're traveling, you're landing at the airport, then you get put into a shuttle, you go straight to the hotel, you're not allowed to leave it until you leave.
Exactly. Oh, man. And I feel like, I think it's globe like this, you know?
Say that again, you cut out for a moment. What did you say?
I said it's sad to see the globe like this, aww, the world that's in this state, you know? I genuinely feel bad for, like, all the little shops and restaurants.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Sad. But
we'll come out of it. We'll come out of it, Naz. We will come out of it. I just think the world is hurting so bad right now, be it the pandemic and what's going on politically and the infrastructure of so many countries around us. I just think you know, you just want to turn off everything and just close your eyes and not wake up for another 2 years and just see where we're at. But we've got to get through it. And, you know, we're doing and we're chipping it away. But thank you so much for flying still, because we need people like you in the air to get this country and this world going again. So, you know, well done, well done. So what, how long have you got off now? You got a few days off?
I have a couple of days off. And I just have to say, to add on to what you're saying, it is sad, but the only thing that we can do is just be kind to one another. That's it. Because it's like a global sadness. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we just have to continue being happy and just exude that. That's it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. There's not enough of it, especially with social media. People feel like they just got to throw negativity on every single aspect, and everyone's a professional in every single way, be it politically, medically, scientifically. Everyone's got their experts, and they're going to tell us all about it. But I think that's what you're saying right there, Naz, is so true. Like, we just got to be kind. Everyone needs to be kind to one another in these situations. Really well said, Naz. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Take care. Get some sleep.
Thank you, guys.
And when you come back from other locations, give us a call. I'd always love to talk to you and find out where you've been.
Will do. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
See you, Naz. I love it. Hey, we've got time for one more here real quickly. Peter. Peter's just going to the gym. This is what he's up to. What's happening, Peter?
Nothing. I'm just hitting the gym and later to work after that.
Okay.
Well, good on you, mate. Well, listen, you go smash that gym for us. Have a great workout, we'll talk to you soon. Finally, Ali, we'll wrap it up on a high note here. Ali, what did you want to add to the show?
Good morning, Virgin. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming back, Chris and Rusty. I love you guys. I'm on the gym run.
Oh,
he's on the gym run.
Mate, thank you. I love the energy. And you know, great to be back. To be back.
I just wanted to spread so much love. I'm so happy right now. There's no reason. There's no particular reason, but I heard the last caller also. But so much love to everyone who's listening. I just love life right now. So yeah, thank you so much for coming back and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Every day. Doesn't age. LMFAO, or as my Uncle Bashar used to say, Lamafo.
Oh.
Party Rock Anthem. Why do you say, oh, like he died? He's still alive. Come on.
Hey!
Which one is it? Uncle Bashar?
Yeah, lives in Sydney. Looks like he's...
Joe Pesci.
No, not... Looks more like a Mexican gangster, actually, my Uncle Bashar. And when he left Lebanon, when he was early on in his... You know, he was, I think, 20s. He left Lebanon and migrated to Texas. Went to Texas in America to do university. Couldn't speak a lot of English, right? Couldn't speak much at all, actually. And he got pulled over by the cops once, and they thought he was like Mexican cartel because he looked like a Mexican. And then they started talking to him in Spanish, and he's like, he didn't even understand English. And so he was like, what? He was telling me this story, and obviously he's telling them that I speak, you know, I'm a Lebanese. I speak Arabic. They had no idea where Lebanon was then at that time either, really. Yeah, that's a little story.
That's, where's this headed? I feel like there's a lot of layers to this story, Chris.
No,
let's not
there's
get
not.
Into
it was
it.
Just
like
just
make it good at least. Like, you
like
know, he went to jail or something, and then he broke out digging a hole.
Well, did you hear? You know, Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. No, I've got nothing. I just wanted to try to make it more interesting, but there was nothing.
Definitely
there.
Wasn't.
I'll tell you a funny story that he told me once, though.
Okay.
But he worked at McDonald's in America.
Mm.
He was getting by going to college, right? Mm. And he worked at McDonald's, and his job was to flip the patties.
Right.
He was flipping the patties. That's what he did. So he's a 20-year-old man, young boy, really, from Lebanon, in America for the first time, flipping patties, making whatever it would have been, $4 an hour. And the guys at the back kept telling him they want that one well done. And he didn't understand that. He didn't. He wasn't sure what they were saying. And eventually another guy comes back and says, hey, he gave him the burger back and said he wanted it well done. And my uncle said, every one of my burgers I do is well done. He thought they were criticizing that his burgers, but they just wanted the meat well done. Isn't that a cute little story?
Did you make that up?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a real story, I promise.
You're very like your uncle, aren't you? I could imagine you doing the same thing.
Yeah, when we have a family gathering and there's like three or four of the uncles, we're all like competing to see who gets the most attention. You know, that's what we do.
Oh, that's hard when Chris is around.
No, I let them win. Respect to my elders, right? Respect to my elders. Hey, it's Virgin Morning, 20 past six. Up next, gossip. We're checking it with you, Pretty Molly.
So you know Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's A Star is Born?
Mm.
Well, a legendary singer has come out to completely slam this movie and them. You're going to hear it next.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, a lot going on. What have you got for us, Pretty?
I'm going to start with the news that you don't care about, so you can tune out now if you like Chris, and then come back to me in about 15 seconds.
All right, cool.
So Bridgerton star Phoebe Tyner and Pete Davidson have seemingly called it quits just after 5 months of dating. These two were spotted everywhere together. They were like super hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden it looks like these two are finished. So if you were interested in that couple, sorry, they are no more.
All
now,
right,
Chris,
I've tuned back in.
Here you can come back because it looks like the ice is melting between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. It looks like these two are really working on the relationship in the past few months. So much so that Meghan actually reached out to Kate Middleton, her sister-in-law, to work on a Netflix project together. It would be a documentary focused on Kate's charity work. Now, if you didn't know, last year, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle signed a multi-year deal with Netflix to make TV series, films, and children's shows. So this would come under that. That's good news, right? We want to hear that.
Yeah, it is. It is good news. You know what's sad news, though? Like, the Markle's father and sister are doing press in Australia right now.
Yeah.
They're doing all these radio shows and TV shows and just talking about her and what's going on. I'm like,
sad.
That's so sad. Imagine you had your father and your sister talking to the media about you, and you don't talk to each other.
Isn't her brother or half-brother on a reality show in Australia
now? Yeah, they got him exactly like a half-brother that no one even knows, but he's got the surname Markle.
Yeah.
He's now on a reality TV show
in
Australia. I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Finally.
Let's talk about the 2018 film A Star is Born, of course, starring Bradley Cooper. Lady Gaga, Bradley directed the movie. It was critically acclaimed, right? We all loved it.
Yep.
We all saw the Oscar performances and all that jazz. Like, everyone loved it, except for the person who starred in it originally, and that would be the legendary Barbara Streisand. She sat down to do an interview. She starred in the 1976 version of the film.
Mm.
She slammed Bradley Cooper's version. She's like, I don't understand why these people did it. It should have been different. It was actually supposed to star someone completely different. Have a listen to what Barbara Streisand had to say.
At first, when I heard it was going to be done again, it was supposed to be Will Smith and Beyonce. That I thought, that's interesting. You know, really make it different again. I thought that was a great idea. So I was surprised when I saw how alike it was to the version that I did in 1976.
Well, that's probably a compliment to you.
I don't know, but I thought it was the wrong idea. Can't argue with success, but I don't care so much about success as I do originality.
Ouch!
Oh my gosh. Come on, Barbara Streisand. Listen, you did it well, but I thought the new version, the latest version of Star is Born, I thought it was fantastic. I thought Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing, but could you have imagined that movie, Will Smith, Beyonce? What a movie that would have been.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would have been. True.
Like, would have been incredible.
Would he have played Jack well, though?
They would have changed the movie, I think.
No, he was going to play Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga was going to play Will Smith.
You're
oh, really?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
Oh.
Get
You're
it?
Correct, yeah.
All right, cool. I got to say, if you haven't watched A Star Is Born, go and watch it. I think it's a great film. I didn't even know it was a remake from Barbra Streisand. I want to go back and watch her version now.
There's like four versions of this movie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Have you watched our one? It's called A Star Is Gone. It's all about us. It's the failure of the show and goes nowhere and we all get fired and Lovely. We don't have a job.
Lovely.
Great one.
Lovely.
The only person that succeeds is Rossi at
thank
the
you.
End of it all.
Yes, yes.
He opens
you.
Up a milk bar and all of a sudden he's a Rossi the milkman. He's just delivering milk.
You need to stop like just yeah. going to the gym.
Put the song
at
on.
This time.
Put the
cool.
song on. Here we go.
Rossi and I, we've come back from vacation. We mentioned this a few days ago. We've come back a lot heavier. We both thoroughly enjoyed our, I think, time away. I put on a bunch of weight. I put on about 6 kilos, Rossi. I think you did about 10.
No, I wasn't. That no, no.
Okay.
Not
okay,
10.
No, how about you tell us?
I lost 3 in a week before I left.
Yep.
And then
here we go. It's complicated. He works on the radio. He understands how we do radio.
I've put 3 kilos on.
You've only put 3 kilos on.
Yeah, before I went on holiday, yeah, because I lost 3. Or maybe that means I put 6 on.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I put 6 on.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very confused.
Well, no, because I was 116, and then the week before I left, I went on that cleanse and lost 3 kilos, got down to 113, and now I came back, and I'm weighing in 116 again.
That's pretty amazing, then. You didn't really gain anything.
But I have gained.
Nah, he has.
I was once 98 kilos.
Yeah, that's a different story. But I'm just saying this vacation alone, you're fine.
Yeah, and it's a month today till I turn 40. So
the big 40.
The big 40.
So what are we going to do? We got to make it a big thing. Let's get on the Burj Khalifa.
Yes.
No.
Rossi turns 40.
And we'll go watch the fountain show and everything.
I'm booking a day off.
No, you're not booking a day off.
If you book a day off,
we're going to do the show from your house.
He's done that before where he's taken his birthday off because he didn't want to celebrate it. So what did we do? We had a birthday party for you and you weren't there.
That's correct.
Do it again. We'll see. I'm going to do it. Okay, listen. Let's check in on each other. Rossi and I, we've got to be accountable. We've got to get back into our fitness regime. And like, my stomach and my love handles and all that, like it was, I put on, I got love handles. What do you guys call love handles?
We call them love handles.
Yeah.
Someone called them something else the other day.
It's basically like your hips. It's the fat on your hips, basically.
And me, my weight goes straight to the back of my back, my lower back. That's where it's like it just sits there. It's a party.
Sort it's of a like, party.
That's where we're going.
It's got a fatty back. You've got a fatty back.
It's like a fatty back, yeah. And so like when you wear T-shirts, you've got that little like hangover bit. I hate it. Like it really gets to me. So I told myself when I get back, I've got to get into it. I've got to become fade fit again. And, you know, I was becoming fade fat, which is not good. I don't have healthy snacks on the shelves called fade fat. If I did, I'd get fat.
Yeah.
Right?
So you've got fade fit. So you've got to stay fit, haven't you?
Yeah, can you stop using the word fat?
Why?
You look amazing. Don't call yourself that.
Pretty.
What?
You know, I don't want to take my shirt off right now and show you because
you look fine. You're healthy. You're happy. You had a great vacation. Stop pretty. Calling yourself that.
Record the screen. Go on, Chris. Let's have a look.
No, you just said record the screen. I'm not doing that. Yeah, muffin top. Mark just messaged in. Said,
We call it
a muffin top.
Yeah, I know.
So
that.
We got back. I'm accountable. I've gone to the gym every single day since I've got back. I came in at 106 kilos on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I just weighed myself this morning.
Yeah.
104.
Hey, that's great progress.
So I've done 2 kilos in 3 days.
Sorry. I'm just laughing. I mean, what scales are you using?
It doesn't matter. I'm using the same scale that I stood on Sunday, which said 106. And now I'm standing on the same ones. It says 100. Look, he's disappointed because I've lost 2 kilos.
No, that's good. Well done. Well done. Good for you. I haven't done anything yet, but on Friday, I'm going to be running 5 kilometers nonstop.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did you do in 2 days to lose 2 kilos? Is that even humanly possible?
Great question there, Pretty. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to do it healthy. I'm reducing my calories. So I'm staying at 1,100 calories right now, which is not a lot.
That is a calorie deficit, my friend.
Are you counting the calories then?
Like pretty much. I'm not like so strict on it, but I'm keeping it like low, and then I'm just training. I'm doing that for the next 2 weeks just to drop it, and then I'll go back to eating, you know, a little bit more and then training just a little bit harder. But I think that's the best way to, it's pretty simple. You sort of reduce your calories and what you're intake, and you train, and it just comes off. So
that's it, isn't it?
I've done 2 kilos in about 3 or 4 days here. Ross, have you gone to the gym? Have you done anything?
No, I'm saving it for Friday. That run you did pretty, the run in where was it?
I don't care where the run is. You're not going to go to the gym at all this
week. I'm going
to
do the same thing on Friday without training. I'm going to run 5 kilometres non-stop.
Yeah, that's not that hard.
Do you want to come and do it as well?
Not at all, no.
No?
I just did 4 this morning on the treadmill.
Non-stop?
Yeah.
Running?
Yeah.
It's easier on the treadmill.
Come on, mate. Let's go. Why aren't you doing anything yesterday? Rossi and I told each other before this started, we have to be harsh on each other. We've really got to push each other. Why aren't you doing anything, mate? What's wrong, loser?
Hey, no need for that language.
Because I feel like I just want to get my sleep back to normal, actually. And then
Rossi, we work in breakfast radio.
I had a good night's sleep last night. It was nice.
Our sleep will never be normal for the rest of our lives.
I know. I woke up this morning, though, and I felt like, oh, this is what I've got to do now. I've got to get up at 4 a.m. every day.
Yes, welcome back.
Anyway, I told myself I wasn't going to have any meat for the week, but then I drove past a Lebanese place yesterday and I had a complete kilo of kibinayi, which is raw lamb. So I failed already there, Ross. I'll be honest with you. I failed there.
Well, that's not too bad, though, as long as you didn't have loads of bread with it.
No, I didn't have any bread with it. I'm trying to keep the carbs low.
Yeah.
If you've got any other tips for Rossi and I, or if you're in the same, if you're like Rossi and you want to start it but you keep failing, call us. Or if you're like me and you're doing it and you're succeeding in life, call as well. 04-871-5544.
If you're not doing like, you're just doing a walk on the treadmill. That's all you're doing.
Shirts off in a month, mate. You ready?
Yes.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do shirts off. 7th on my birthday, we can have shirts off.
Okay.
Who's better?
I'm going the solarium beforehand. Going to get a massive tan.
This is the weirdest conversation we have ever had on the radio.
It's just 40-year-old men trying to be cool and hip. That's all it is.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, Usman, you got any tips for Rossi or myself? I'm actually doing a really good job. Rossi's pathetic, though. Have you got any tips?
Chris. Yes. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Chris. Yes. Definitely, I do have a tip for you also, because I heard that you said you're cutting down the carbs. So I just wanted to say that, you know, everything happens if you are in a caloric deficit. Either you are eating high fat, high protein, or high carbs. Even if you're eating high carbs, there is no issue at all. Mm-hmm. As far as you're in a caloric deficit for a longer period of time.
Okay, so what you're saying is carbs are good as long as you're in a calorie deficit.
Carbs are good as far as you are in a caloric deficit. If your goal is to lose fat, the protein is fulfilling it, basically. And if you are lifting weights and improving strength, definitely protein is a good source of, you know, building the muscle fibers. And fats are also fulfilling and is really good for the hormonal balance and so on.
What do you do, Ali? What do you do? You're so educated on this matter.
Actually, this is my job. Like, I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist, so that's my day.
Oh, that's great, man. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I had a spoonful of rice yesterday just because I know that it's important to put a little bit of carbs in there and I needed the energy. So I had a little bit of carbs sort of in the lunchtime area. But, you know, I mean, so Rossi and I, we just got to continue what we're doing, mate, and we'll drop. We've both dropped weight before. We've both had a huge transformation about 3-4 years ago. So we just got to get back to it. The hardest thing sometimes, Ali, is motivation. To someone that's in their car right now or listening to us on online or whatever, what motivation? How do you stay motivated? What have you got for them?
Oh, actually, if you think that the motivation will bring everything, I would say that, you know, for so long I'm specialized in over 60 plus, and I know the mindset they go through it. The motivation, I would say, it stays for a while and everyone get demotivated. But if you make it as a habit, if you make it like every day go-to-go job, if you make it as your, like, religiously you follow something, of course there are some sort of days you are right and left, but you should, you know, stick to the goal.
Okay.
That you
be staying in a caloric deficit over time, which means every month you should be in a deficit of, let's say, 20,000 calories or 30,000 calories. So it doesn't matter if you are high in carbs or high in fat.
All right. I got you. I got you, Ali. I make sense. Thank you. That makes sense to me. I appreciate the call, Usman, that is. Absolute legend. Appreciate you. Ali, just on the phone real quickly, wanted to add something to it. What did you want to add?
Chris, I don't have any tips. All I have is a question.
Yep.
For Rossi. Rossi, did you just say before the segment that you're going to turn 40?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
why
40 in a month?
Mate, I thought you were 50.
The Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Laughing the way to the bank.
Got a pocket full of cash. We can blow.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Shartinia has got through. Hello, hello, and good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Woo, you're going to win some money right now. Welcome to the Pop Quiz here on the Chris Fade Show. So the name, is it Shartinia? Am I getting that right?
It's Chaitanya, yeah.
Chaitanya, where are you from?
I'm from India, Kerala.
Nice up. Oh, beautiful Kerala. Love that place. Can't wait to visit one day. Cannot wait to visit Kerala one
day.
Yeah,
it's meant to be beautiful.
Exactly.
Lush and green, right? It's always so green, yeah.
That was my last flight before the pandemic was Kerala.
To go see your husband's family. They live there, right? They're from Kerala, yeah?
Mm.
It's gorgeous. Chaitanya, what would be a typical breakfast in Kerala right now? If I was there, I woke up, yeah, what would I be eating for breakfast?
Oh, it'd be like more of like rice items, more like idli, dosa, sambar, all of that. But like that's really good. Like once you have it, you can never get like enough of it.
That's so good. I mean, you're carved up. I'm avoiding carbs, but if I'm Kerala, they're giving me carbs in the morning.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sometimes it's fine, right?
And would I be eating it with my hands? Do I do the scooping and then putting it in? Is that what I do?
Yeah, hands is the best ideal way to get the proper taste. Hands, fingers, of course it is.
I love that. Yeah, I've seen. I haven't really done it myself, but I know that you use the thumb sometimes to push it into your mouth as well, right?
Yeah.
It's the way that. What are you looking at me like that, Rossi? Rossi's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
That's normal. That's how you should eat. That's how I eat.
That's not how I eat, and I'm Indian.
I that's how I eat. Hands all the time.
Yeah, of course. Rossi uses his feet, surprisingly. Well, let's get you some money right now. 10,000 dirhams. You've got 10 questions. If you get them all right, you win all the money. If you don't, get 100 dirhams for every question that you get right. If you don't know an answer, Chaitanya, I want you to pass for me, okay?
All right.
Come on. We really want to give away the cash this week. So
yeah, we need
a winner. back here on the Chris Fade Show. Let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. San Francisco is a city in which country?
U.S.
Finish the Pop Smoke song, What You Know About?
Love, What You Know About Love.
Rapper Tiny Temple was born in which country?
Pass.
How many A Quiet Place movies have been released to date?
Two.
Who is older, Justin Timberlake or Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Who features on the song Stay alongside the Kid Laroi?
Justin Bieber.
What is the capital of India?
What's the capital of India? Delhi, New Delhi.
Finish the movie Bad Boys for...
Life.
Who sings the song Bad Habits and Bloodstream?
Toblo.
Which Canadian bought Wrexham, the football club? He's a famous Canadian actor.
Pass.
Rapper Tiny Temple was born in which country?
USA.
Who is older, Justin Timberlake or Jennifer Lawrence?
Justin Timberlake.
I can't give you the last one. I cannot give it to you.
Oh my God.
But you did pretty well. 600 dirhams, all yours. Well done.
Nailed it.
Congratulations. Well done, okay?
Thank you so much.
Tiny Tempest from the UK. Justin Timberlake is older than Jennifer Lawrence. Ed Sheeran sings Bad Habits and Bloodstream, that is. And Ryan Reynolds bought the football club Wrexham. Yes, he sure did. That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash, but it's not too bad for a Tuesday morning, all right?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well done.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Yeah, true stuff. And yep. if you don't follow us on the gram, by the way, Chris Fade Show, she does a great job, Pretty Malik, after the show. She puts up all the stories and you can go through them all again. Mm-hmm. But Pretty, what have you got for us?
Okay, going to start off with something very serious to begin with, because I've read this story and I had no idea about this. I guess if you're a fan of Lil Wayne's music, maybe you already knew about it. But I will give you a warning here. We are talking about some really, really severe mental health struggles. Okay. And what Lil Wayne has had to say. So he said his struggles with mental health and depression started when he was just 12 years old.
Wow.
He said he didn't grow up with any father figure. His mom had to play both roles and she was really tough with him. There was no talk of emotion or feelings or anything like that. He felt like there was nothing there. And at some point when he was 12 years old, he actually attempted to take his own life.
At the age of 12, already going through mental health issues, suffering depression, anxiety, tried to take his own life by getting a gun and pulling the trigger on himself at the age of 12, Pretty Molly.
This is Lil Wayne at the age of 12. Now, I'm going to play you the audio of the moment that he describes is when it all went down. Now, obviously, he survived that, but that's just your warning before you hear this. Have a listen.
How I know I had mental health problems was I pulled the trigger.
You actually pulled the trigger?
Yeah, I pulled the trigger.
Where'd you shoot?
In my chest. Didn't feel a thing from my heart and didn't feel a thing though. So I wasn't going through any pain. It was a shock.
And obviously, authorities had to come in and they took him. And he said, the police officer, I remember him saying, "You are not going to die on my watch." And
that's like a goosebumps listening to that. That's real. That's so... You know, and we had a discussion before we played that, you know, on the show. Just we said, should we play it? Is it too much? And, you know, I think we all, I voted to say, no, I think this is real. I think mental health is something that we don't want to shy away from. I think hearing and talking about it makes it easier.
Yeah.
You know, I've suffered through depression and anxiety in my, you know, years ago. And I think it's the platform that we need to do is to continue to talk about it more. And I'm glad Lil Wayne's coming out to talk about it because I think that's important. He'll influence a lot of men. And I'm not segregating here, but a lot of men think it's not brave or they're not a man if they outlay their emotions. Especially in Australia, we talk about it a lot. A lot of men are like, oh, I don't cry, I don't have any of these type of feelings.
You're right.
But we do, and I think it's so vital that we bring it up and we talk about it more. So well done, Lil Wayne. Well done, Lil Wayne, for doing that.
And if you are struggling with mental health and you're looking for someone to talk to, that's what he said. That was his problem. He had no one to talk to, not in school, not at home, no family member, nothing. There is a number here that you can call. It's called 800-HOPE. 800-HOPE if you are looking to talk to someone. Yep.
And reach out to friends and family and don't be afraid and don't be shy to talk about how you're feeling to other people. Honestly, when we have a broken leg, we tell people, I've got a broken leg. Mm. How did you do it? When we have a broken mind sometimes, you know, we're reluctant.
Yeah.
We feel embarrassed and don't feel like that. Don't feel like that. Thank you, Pretty, for opening up and sharing that story with us. Finally, let's leave it on a lighter note.
Yeah, so Barack Obama had his 60th birthday party. I don't know if you guys saw the photos. It was like a big deal. Loads of celebs there, as per usual. John Legend.
Got some backlash on that.
But he did follow all of the COVID protocols. Now, it was meant to be a lot bigger party. But then with the Delta variant, all these new COVID restrictions came in and they actually had to disinvite people because they had to cull down the guest list. Now, obviously, if you got the call that you were disinvited from Barack Obama's 60th birthday party, that's pretty devastating, isn't it?
How excited would he have been knowing, oh my gosh, I got invited to Barack Obama's 60th birthday. And then you get the call of like, oh, sorry, we've had to cut the list. We're only allowing 600 people. You're not in the top 600. Goodbye. Yeah. You're fired.
Yeah, but there was one celebrity who was really happy to get the call that he was disinvited. And that is Seinfeld creator Larry David. So Larry David was invited initially and he thought he would have to perform like a stand-up act or something. Yep. And he didn't want to do that. So when the former U.S. president's assistant made the call to say, sorry, Larry, we're going to have to disinvite you, he actually said, quote, I was so relieved. I screamed, thank you, thank you. He must have thought I was insane. Then I hung up the phone and finished my crossword puzzle.
I love Larry David. My favorite show of all time is Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm as well.
Yeah.
He's part of. He's absolutely fantastic. Bit of a tip that I've learned, and I thought I'd share it with everyone right now.
Where did you learn that?
Well, I learned it at the airport last minute. You know, I just came back from vacation, and the night before we were leaving, we had a we had like a, an 8 a.m. flight, right?
Yeah.
On Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., I'm doing what any parent does, or anyone actually, that goes to travel. They check, they've got the passports. I grab all the Emirates IDs. I do all that sort of stuff. Now, we had already had a bit of a, an incident where I realized that both my daughter's passports were expiring. But I picked that up early. I picked that up 3 months prior to leaving, right?
So well done.
I got them all changed.
Good,
and,
good, good.
You know, went through the embassy in Australia and got it all done and everything like that. So that was fine. We were all good.
Yeah.
And I thought, great, I've done it. I've done what I needed to do. But the night before I was flying, I'm doing the passport check. I'm doing the Emirates ID check. I'm going through, you know, Brianna's just to make sure everything's cool. Mine. I go through Nushi's, and then I get to Kiki's, my youngest daughter. And I realize that her visa had expired 3 weeks prior.
OMG.
So I missed it. And I know that so many of us, I think other people go through this. I believe I'm not the only person has realized that their visa has expired. And it was my daughter's visa. It was 3 weeks overdue.
Oh, man.
And I thought, and I turned to Brianna and I said, I don't think we're going to America tomorrow. It was 9 o'clock at night. Our flight was 8 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I frantically start getting online and I'm Googling, like, can she leave the country?
Yeah.
Are they going to let her leave the country?
Don't think so.
So I call up our HR department, our PRO guy.
Yeah.
And I go, yo, this is what's going on. And he's like, all right, what you have to do is you need to go cancel it, like officially cancel it right now. I said, it's 9 o'clock at night. He's like, yeah, just go on Sunday. I said, I'm leaving tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And then he's like, okay, there's one way you can do this. Go to Dubai airports.
Oh,
they've got
okay.
an immigration that's open there 24/7.
Hmm.
So I said to Brianna, you're rolling with me. I need some help on this one. The kids were in their bedroom. I open up the door and I say, girls, there's a slight chance that we may not be traveling tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
And they're like, well, yeah, sure, Dad, sure. They think I'm playing a prank on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I forgot to get one of your visas renewed and you're an illegal immigrant here in the UAE.
Daddy's in trouble.
This is not the first time this has happened, though, is it?
No, well, no, when we're traveling, it is the first time. It is the first time.
So you get to Dubai airport.
Bolt down to Dubai airport, park the car, look for immigration, get there. There's a guy there. I'm like, oh, this is what's going on. I'm leaving tomorrow at 8 a.m. Please, oh, what do you want me to do?
I'm Chris Fade.
No.
Yeah. Well,
and he says, I just tell him, am I going to be able to fly tomorrow? Am I going to be able to fly tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, inshallah.
Oh, no.
And I went on. So then he's looking at some paperwork, looking at her passport, looking at her visa. Then he says, go to the counter over there. I go to the other counter over there.
Yeah.
Gentleman says, hi, what do you need? I told him the whole situation. He's looking at it. You know when, you know, they just look at your documents and I'm like, oh my gosh, come on. And then I ask, is she going to be able to fly?
Yeah, yeah.
Inshallah.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, this is, no, but I felt like it was a positive one. I felt like
it was, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it was a smiling, you know, one,
it,
yeah.
It was. I thought I was in. I thought it was cool.
Okay.
And then about 3 minutes into it, he says, go back to the first counter.
Oh, no.
Cancel it. Come back to me.
Okay.
So now it was about 10:30 at night. We're leaving at 8. We're waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the airport the next day. And I went back to the other counter. I've cancelled it officially.
Mm-hmm.
I then went back to the other counter, got an official document to state that it's been cancelled. He said to me, she can leave the country. When she returns, she'll become as a visitor.
Mm.
But you need to show this document when you leave the country and when you come back to the country.
Basically, do not lose this piece of paper, Chris.
It was a piece of paper. I took a photo of it. I stored it. I kept it. And I kept it with me the entire trip.
Yeah.
So we were able to go on the trip. We did it. It was fine.
Well done.
But man, was I freaking out.
Now, do you not have like a reminder on your phone about like when it's going to expire?
No, like, okay, so this is, then I thought of a business idea.
Okay.
There should be definitely an app for people like ourselves that need these type of reminders. I know that we can set it in your calendar and all that, but I've got, amongst meetings and everything else that we do, we've got all these reminders coming up, right?
Yeah.
But has anyone forgot to renew their visa for their child or for themselves? Or is it just me?
871-5544. I'd love to hear from you. Make me feel like I'm not the only hopeless parent or human, that is. 04-871-5544. Did you forget to renew your visa? So visas, now that we've returned,
yeah.
I have to get it back on. But, you know, I announced it a few months back. I was fortunate enough to get the golden visa.
Right.
Mm. So I will now go through the process of getting us all onto the golden visa.
Right.
Wow.
I had not had that done yet. I was just waiting for a few things to get signed. And so now the process began yesterday of getting onto the golden visa. I sent all my documents through and, you know, hopefully over the next sort of 10 days it will come back and, you know, my little Kiki and Nushia will be golden as well.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. You must have been exhausted on the flight though all the way there, right?
Yeah, but it was fine. Once you're on, the excitement, the adrenaline, you know,
you're
all good.
Thank goodness.
Business class fun. Helps as well, I imagine.
It does, Rossi. It does. A bunch of your calls have come through, and I appreciate you calling the show as well. Kasha has jumped on. Kasha, you did this, but you found out even later that you forgot the visa.
I have even worse, because I was already in the immigration, flying to Finland to show my son, Santa. He's 6 years old, and he's going, you can go, but your son cannot. Visa expired 2 months.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That would, if I didn't pick it up the night before, that would have been me. So what happened? Were you able to go?
Yes. What's happening, you need to call the sponsor, which was my ex-husband, 4 a.m. I woke him up. He came to the airport. He paid some penalty. He canceled the visa. And we left. And we had a difficult vacation.
Your ex-husband was like, that's why I've divorced us. Hey. Well, I'm glad that you and your son got to go travel. That's good. It makes me feel not as bad that there's others like us. There's others like us, Kasha, right? Have a great day. Thanks so much. Now, I was saying we need an app to help us do this. Sarah, there is something that there's out there that can help us remind us about visas and all this.
It is. It's amazing. You guys need to get it. It's LifeMin. Honestly, it organizes your life. It's like LifeMin.
Oh, like so admin. Okay.
Yeah,
got
it. LifeMin. But you basically upload your documents. So like your Emirates IDs, your visas, your passport, even stuff like your home insurance, like pet insurance, everything you need to be reminded about. And then it sends you notifications whenever it's expiring soon. And then you can also download it. You know how you always need like copies of your Emirates IDs and stuff like that?
Are you affiliated? Is this your company by any chance?
No. I'm just super unorganized.
This sounds like too much work for Chris, because Chris wants it automatically connected to the immigration department and gets a notification.
I think this app is good. It's called Life. What? Life Min.
Sarah, so admin, but Life Min.
I'm looking at the app right now. It says you can also put in relationships. So does this give you an anniversary reminder as well?
I think so. To be honest, I haven't done that.
That's amazing.
I think this is... I love that. That was the idea that I was thinking of. Oh, I should create an app. There's always an app for it.
There's always an app for that.
Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. LifeMin, if you're listening and you need that, I definitely need it. Finally, Amir is caught through. Amir, you had your kid's visa expired as well. Is that happened to you?
Yeah, I think Chris, it's pretty common. You're not the only one. It happened to me a few years ago. I'd already left the country because my father was quite critically unwell and eventually passed away, and I wanted the family to join for the funeral in the UK. They got stopped at the airport because my son's visa had expired a couple of months before. But to be honest, eventually they sorted it out there and then. I was stressed that I physically wasn't there as a sponsor and they may not, you know, let him come through.
Yeah.
But they sorted it out. They were understandable within half an hour, 45 minutes. It was they did something similar to you, gave a paper, explained the same story that you just went through, and they made it. So it is common, and there are solutions around it.
Great. I'm not the only forgetful father then, it seems. That's great. It makes me feel a little bit better. But hey, if anyone is traveling over the next, I don't know, few months, just check those visas, check your passports, make sure it's all up to date. Hey, that app, by the way, LifeMin, I am downloading it 100%. All right, Pretty, we're doing a bit of a music test. What's happening here?
Okay, so I came across this thing and I thought it could be pretty fun. You know, there's only about, 4 months left until the end of the year, which is insane. To think
crazy,
about it.
Crazy, yeah.
So I saw this headline. I said, let's just try it out on the show and see how it goes. The number one Billboard song on your birthday in the year 1996 will determine how the rest of your 2021 will go.
Okay.
Oh, so this is good. So we're going to the year 1996. For some reason, 1996 is the year that is very telling. Whatever the number one song was on your birthday in 1996 is going to basically determine how the rest of your year is going to pan out.
Oh, gosh. Okay, can we do you first, please, Pretty
Molly?
Sure. Okay, so this was number one in 1996 on the Billboard charts. Whatever this song is going to depict how the rest of your year is going to go. Let's hear the song. Mariah Carey, right?
Yeah, what song is this?
It's Boys to Men, is it? One Sweet Day, Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, One Sweet Day.
I love that song. That's One Sweet
Darling. Okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Chris. How would that describe your...
Okay, so if you go to the... This is really sad if this is mine.
Go to the lyrics.
Because it's like, you're the one... Wait, is it... No, that's not the one. One Sweet Day. It's about losing someone, isn't it? One Sweet Day is about losing someone.
Do you have the lyrics in front of you?
Yeah, it says, I know you're shining down on me from heaven like so many friends we've lost along the way.
Oh, maybe it's about me.
And I know eventually we'll be together one sweet day. This is not boding well for the last 4 months of the year.
Is that saying that your fiancé could, or your husband could have
I don't know. It just says someone.
It's maybe it's the dog. Maybe it's your new dog. It's not going to...
Why would you say that? What do you have against my dog? You haven't even met him. It's been 7 days.
He's got an agenda.
He does have an agenda. He doesn't like my husband.
I don't like that word.
He doesn't like my husband. He doesn't like my dog. He doesn't like where I live. What is this?
Where you live.
To sum up pretty, someone you know is going to die.
Great. Love that outlook for 2021.
Don't say that. Touching wood. Touching everything. No way.
Now I'm going to have a panic attack.
Rossi, let's hear Rossi's song. The number one song in 1996 depicts the rest of your year. Let's go, Ross. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Macarena.
It sounds like Rossi.
Wait, but this isn't looking good for Rossi either, because this song is all about the girl cheating while the guy was on vacation.
Where's your wife? Liz? Is cheating. Where's she's your in wife? She's in the UK right now without him. She's probably having an affair.
She didn't message me last night. Well,
okay, so far our forecast for 2021 is not looking good. So these are the number one songs on our birthdays in the year 1996. Whatever the song is going to explain how the rest of the year will go.
Give me something good, world. Here we go. Number one for me. 10 years ago. Celine Dion.
You were my eyes. What's this one?
It's a love song. I think it's good.
Because you loved me. Yeah, it's good.
It's just a love song.
Yeah.
So the rest of the year between Brianna and I is going to
be fantastic.
It's going to
be strong. It's going to be strong.
Oh, that's great. You're everything I am because you loved me.
Yeah.
Is that saying that she's everything because of me or me because of her?
You because of her.
No, I was pretty good beforehand.
This is your song, so you're singing it to her. You're singing, you are my strength when I was weak, because you're weak.
Isn't it like wanting her back, though, as well?
No, this is a love song.
You were my strength when I was weak.
I'll be waiting for you here inside my heart.
Yeah, it's a love song.
It's a love song.
So pretty... You may have someone pass away.
Great.
Rossi, your wife's having an affair on you. And I'm just in love. This is great. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about sports. There's been a few headlines. I know when I was away, Simone Biles from the Olympic gymnastic team. I think you guys talk about this on the show?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, actually. Simone Biles choosing to pull herself out of certain events. She said, just to take care of her mental health. It was just too much for her to handle. She bowed out. She did come back in the end to perform in one more event, and she took bronze at the end of it all. So.
I mean, it was when I was in the States, it was just headline stories everywhere, right? And, mm-hmm. I heard it from some people going, oh, look at that. She goes, makes the Olympics, and she gives up. She should have given it to someone else. How dare she? Then I had other people on the other side talking about mental health and how important it is. And, I took a step back and I had a look into it, and I realized to myself, she's a gymnast, right?
Yeah.
If she's not feeling on point, what she does on that floor, on that gymnastic floor, she could severely injure herself and cripple herself.
Or worse.
Well, die.
Yeah, because if you land wrong on your neck or whatever it is,
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not mentally in it and you are going through some things, could you imagine doing one of those somersaults in the air where you're about 10 feet in the air and not landing it right and landing it on your neck?
Yeah.
And crippling yourself forever?
Yeah.
And like, if she's feeling that, I'm sure she would love to be an Olympian. Like, I know that she's one of the greatest Olympians that the American team have had in gymnastics. Yeah. So if she's not feeling it, she's just not feeling it. And we have to go, fine.
Yeah.
But calling her, like, you know, telling her, oh, she's giving up and all that was horrible. Now, we moved to tennis, and it's one of the headline stories in the news even this morning. We're still talking about her, right? Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, so Naomi Osaka, if you remember in May, she pulled herself out of the French Open because she refused to talk to the media, just saying that it was not good for her mental health. And she was just at the Cincinnati Open. She got, I think, taken out in the second round, and she sat down to do a press conference. And one of the reporters basically asked this question saying, hey, you love the media when you need it for your products, but then you don't want to talk to journalists. And she kind of broke down into tears at the end of the response to that question. We actually have the audio of what went down at the press conference. This is Naomi Osaka at the Cincinnati Open.
You're not especially fond of dealing with the media, especially in this format. You also have outside interests beyond tennis that are served by having the platform that the media presents to you. How do you think you might be able to best balance the two?
I can't really speak for everybody. I can only speak for myself. But ever since I was younger, I've had a lot of media interest on me, and I think it's because of my background as well as, you know, how I play. Because in the first place, I'm a tennis player. That's why a lot of people are interested in me. So I can't really help that there are some things that I tweet or some things that I say that kind of create a lot of news articles or things like that. And I know that it's because I've won a couple Grand Slams and I've gotten to do a lot of press conferences that these things happen. But I would also say, like, I'm not really sure how to balance it too. Like, I'm figuring it out at the same time as you are, I would say.
And then after that question, when they went to the next one, she just broke down in tears and she had to leave to kind of recompose herself.
This is a 23-year-old woman, little 23-year-old woman finding herself. She's done all the hard work over her childhood to become one of the greatest tennis players right now.
Yeah.
And she has to listen to these reporters ask those type of questions. You know what I mean? If the reporter's asking a question, you want to promote yourself, but you don't want to talk to us because you're an idiot, mate. And the questions that you ask are like that. Mm. That's exactly why.
Exactly.
Why not use that microphone and say, hey, Naomi, we're so happy to have you here. You make us so proud and continue, you know, like, why don't we do that? Why do we have to go negatively to get that headline?
Unfortunately, because the positive ones won't get shared as much. That's the problem.
Yeah, we've got to think about more of the sort of mental health side of things. And, you know, I was saying, growing up watching NBA basketball, if an NBA basketball player didn't want to do an interview, he got fined, right? Because in their contract, they've got to do the interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
And I understand that because the NBA want the coverage. They want to make sure that they're doing those TV reports to get more coverage and promote the game. But hey, if Naomi doesn't want to do it, like Michael Jordan didn't want to do it sometimes, they pay the fine. And we just move on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when she feels up to it and when she feels like she's ready to do it, then she'll do an interview.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's just like, after everything, she finally comes back, sits down for a press conference.
Yeah.
That's the first question she gets asked. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
But some people may say, like, I've got a friend who's like into fitness and stuff. He would say, if the heat is too hot, you know, get out the kitchen. You're an athlete. You're meant to be like
that. She got out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
She left it. She doesn't want to be in the kitchen. She wants to be on the court where she's performing and she's proving them all wrong that she's one of the greatest tennis players. But she doesn't want to have to listen to these idiotic journalists try to make negative comments about her. They don't know. And if anyone's thinking about it, just put yourselves in their position. Think of it as being your daughter. Think that that was your daughter going through some mental issues. And see how you would feel, you know?
Yeah. Hey, there's a documentary, by the way, on her life that you can check out on Netflix. I watched it the other day. It's actually really telling about her, so check it out.
All right, definitely. And there's one about Tiger Woods as well that you got to watch. There's some really good sport docos. Mm-hmm. Really opens it up, and you really start to feel for these guys, right? Yeah, they're millionaires and they're all that, but I tell you, the mental side, it's a different story.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us for your... it's Tuesday. This week's going pretty quick, isn't it, guys? We're doing
yeah,
all right.
I'd say so. It definitely is going quick. Okay, around the table, sometimes I like to spring it on you. What did you learn from today's show, Chris?
That app called LifeMin. So if you want to, you know, reminders of people's birthdays or when your visa's expiring or when you got to pay school fees, it's called LifeMin. Sarah told us about that today after me realizing that I forgot to renew one of my daughter's visas. And she was living in the UAE without a visa for a while.
There you go. Good job, so Rossi.
I think that's good, yeah.
I learned that Chris Fade is very like his uncle Bashara.
That's what you learned today. Okay.
Yeah, because Chris and his uncle Bashara are very similar. They both don't like being told what to do.
Okay. Yeah,
very true. And pretty. Learn anything from the show?
That we are exactly 1 month away from Rossi's big 40th birthday.
Ooh, 40. 40, big Rossi. Can't wait.
Be happy. It's your birthday.
Not happy. Yeah. They had a party for me at home. Liz's mum had a birthday party for me. And it just depressed me.
That's sad.
Don't let it depress you, mate. Embrace it.
Did you get depressed when you came to 40, Chris?
Not at all, mate. Life... Mate, it's a mental mind state. Come on, what's wrong with it? It's how you feel. Fit as a fiddle. Come on, go in there, Ross.
Yes.
Own 40. We're going to celebrate it on the show definitely in a month's time. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Nicole Smith is going to be joining us. Who is that? She's the amazing woman who stood on top of the Burj Khalifa and did the Emirates Airlines commercial. Remember, you know that one?
Yeah, that's
She's going to be joining us tomorrow, which is fantastic. Listen, Misha's up next. Have a great day. She's got all your feel-good hits coming up at 104 minutes commercial-free music from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.